Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by Texas First Bank on Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're going to go around the NFL in a sec. Apparently, we got a little change-up proposal on the line. I think someone wants to talk to you, Lopez. All right, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, bud.
Is me?
Yeah.
Hey, why are y'all, it's game day. Why are y'all sitting up here talking about Deshaun Watson's girlfriend? Well, nobody want to hear about that. If y'all want to talk about anything, talk about my grandnephew for Texas A&M, Isaiah Spiller.
Nah, he's
That's
a player.
More exciting than your girl. Huh?
I said he's a player.
I think Deshaun's girl is more relevant than Spiller in this situation, though. No disrespect.
Oh, okay. You probably know disrespect, but I don't want to hear about his girlfriend rapping.
That's where he's going to be tonight, man. He's not going to be on the field. He's not going to be on the field. That's where his head's at. You don't care where his head's at, ma'am?
Who, Deshaun?
Yeah, you don't care
he's not going to be here. I don't even care about him no more. He ain't going to be here.
He's dead to you already?
What's that got to do with tonight?
He's dead to you already?
Yeah, I mean, I was hurt, man. He's gone, you know what? But I didn't accept the fact that he's gone.
Here's the thing.
Let me just say this.
Everything that has to do with the Houston Texans is relevant because we love the Houston Texans. We follow the Houston Texans. We talk about their games. Deshaun Watson wanted to stay here, would be playing tonight. Had all these other things not happened, he'd be playing tonight. Had they kept him active, he'd be playing tonight. He's not playing tonight. That's news. And where he is news. So I respect your opinion, but I think, and judging from our listeners who have called and the message board, most people find it relevant as well.
Okay, well, I understand that, but I don't want to hear about his girlfriend.
Well, I get it. Different strokes, man.
I totally understand all that, but, you know, it's game day.
Yeah, it is. And that's why we're talking about this.
What are you fired up about?
Talk about his girlfriend tomorrow. Let's talk about the game tonight.
What are you fired up about tonight?
Okay, I'm fired up about because we don't have a quarterback tonight. I'm just worried about tonight. They're going to hit that guy like a blocking dummy.
We could use a little Spiller next year. I would say, I would say that might help us out a little
bit.
Yeah,
that's my sister's grandson.
Oh,
so give me a score: Texas A&M, Arkansas.
What are we doing now? Now we're whooping.
Arkansas 16, Aggies 28.
There we go.
I'll go with that.
That's a good score right there.
My nephew will get 2 touchdowns tonight.
You're damn right he will.
Saturday.
There you go.
Damn right he will.
Y'all keep an eye on my nephew, Spiller.
Oh, I do too. You be good, man. Hopefully we get a dub. Hopefully something happens.
I'm old enough to have covered his dad as a tight end at Texas.
His dad is my nephew.
Yeah.
I used to babysit his dad.
Yeah, he was a good tight end.
Yeah. Well, good for you, John.
Fred Spiller.
He's probably listening right now. I told him all to listen.
All right.
Right there. All right, man. We appreciate you, my friend.
Okay, guys. All right, thanks, guys.
I covered Fred Spiller and Isaiah Spiller.
It's a disagreement right there. That's what it's all about.
But I laid it out. Anything relevant to the Texans, and your franchise quarterback is not going to be in the building. He's going to be listening to Cardi D-.
How much do you watch? How much do you watch college football now different now that you're a tech and you anticipate that Watson's going to bring these draft picks? I find myself looking at everybody. Oh my god.
Everybody I talk to is like, see that quarterback from Liberty? I'm like, yeah.
He plays tomorrow, by the way, against Cuse.
When else would they be watching Liberty if they weren't a Texans fan? That's a good example.
Can you tell about him, Willis?
That's hard, man.
I can't either.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah.
I can tell Rattler ain't it.
I'm with you on that now. Yeah, I am.
Welcome aboard,
that.
Dude.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard. Yeah. Love it. Love me some football. I'm with you, man. It is game day. We're fired up about it. Just had to give you an update as to where Deshaun's going to be. Inactive watch, by the way. Justin Reed likely not going to play tonight. Is that official? McClain made it seem like it was official. I did not see that.
No, he's not. He's out. Well, that's not what the injury report says.
I wrote the article yesterday. Yeah. He's out.
Like, Kamu Grugier-Hill is not out either. Like, not yet. Why would they? He was on the show 2 days ago. Like, they gave us a guy that's not going to play. McClain's saying it's official. I haven't heard official word that Justin Reed is out. I anticipate it. I expect it. But I guess McClain's right. But I didn't know that was a for sure thing. I think it's the right thing because that's another thing that I would like to do today. I would like to evaluate Lonnie Johnson as the starter. I would like to evaluate Lonnie Johnson in like a starting role.
Yeah. I think he deserves it. I think he's played well enough to be in that starting
role.
Well,
he's practiced well enough. We in here talking about practice.
Didn't he? Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating here. So let me just ask the question.
Oh, no.
Was he better than Justin Reed in training camp?
No. No.
But he was right there.
No.
Yeah, he had like 3 interceptions in the scrimmage.
Yeah, but he was not. Justin Reed was all over the place.
But Justin Reed clearly head and shoulders at the best.
Yes.
Lonnie Johnson wasn't far behind.
I think he might have been the third best safety. Yeah. I think Eric Murray might have had a better camp than Lonnie. I think Lonnie's inconsistent.
That's just been his knock.
Lonnie's inconsistent. Like Lonnie doesn't tackle the best in the open field. Lonnie a lot of times will get burned and then he'll make that play. Like he has a nose for the ball sometimes. I don't know. Oof. It's kind of scary the thought of Lonnie Johnson being in the open field with Christian McCaffrey.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
That is a scary thought. But that might be reality. I think Lonnie Johnson is like he might be the 4th, 5th best safety on the team. I think the bar is so low that he was there. He was nowhere near Justin Reed or Eric Murray, though. You're on crack right now with that.
No, I think.
What, were you in the portable with McClain?
No, I think he was better than.
Were y'all back in the portable?
I think
getting
he was,
the AC?
I think he was the 2nd or 3rd best safety in training camp.
Third at times, but other times he looks lost.
I don't know what you were watching. Were you in the portable with McClain?
No, I was watching Lonnie Johnson.
I thought he was making plays everywhere.
I mean, he was he would make a couple of interceptions and you would be like, you wouldn't expect him to do it, so he would do it. But, and when he did it, you would think, oh gosh, good job by Lonnie Johnson.
I'll tell you this.
Today. The bar is really low with him.
You wear number one, you ain't no chump.
He should not be allowed to wear number one. He shouldn't be allowed to wear that. Seriously.
I knew that would get you.
No, it's not.
How you gonna wear number one, not start?
Yeah.
You should be a starter.
I think there should be a rule on single digits.
Starters only single digits?
You had to have played at least 55% of your snaps, you have to be a rookie. Outside of that, you can't wear the single digits. Mark Ingram's earned it. He's a veteran.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Lonnie wearing number one just doesn't sit right with me. We'll see what happens, but I of all the things that we're talking about, if Justin Reed's not playing and Lonnie Johnson's out there, this could be serious, serious, serious exposure.
Well, I think that's the case, whether it's Lonnie Johnson or just about anybody outside of Justin Reed who started the season well.
Here's what Matt Rhule had to say about the Texans' offense. Matt Rhule, kind of a student of the game type. Carolina, the number one defense. This is what Matt Rhule had to say about the Texans' offense.
They've got great backs. They've got a really good offensive line. They have a good scheme. They challenge you with motions and all sorts of things that make you change your strength. You know, as a quarters team, you know, you're having to push things. You're having to, you know, spin safeties, all this different stuff. So it'll be a challenge. And they're going to continue to run the football. You know, they run it on first down. They run it on second down and be in third manageable. They love to stay ahead of the chains. They like to try to win the physical battle. Complement that with, you know, they have a really nice RPO game and a lot of nakeds, really complex nakeds.
Nakeds. Yeah. Complex nakeds.
Complex nakeds.
Everybody likes some complex nakeds.
Who doesn't like some complex nakeds? That's Terod, though. I don't know how much they're going to do with the...
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see too many nakeds with Davis. I do wonder what we're going to see. Like, are we going to see more Wildcat? Are we going to see... I think this is kind of a David Johnson game. Are they going to focus on taking out Cooks?
You say more Wildcat, maybe two.
Maybe like four or five.
You think that many?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I also think that they're going to focus on taking away Cooks.
Who wouldn't? I mean, that has to be the case.
No Nico, that's a damn shame. I felt like Nico and Davis Mills had some decent chemistry. It's not really stacked up well, but there are ways to watch a game without a dub to where we'll get some questions answered. Lonnie Johnson starting, Davis Mills starting is one of them. And it's really not about this week for Davis Mills. It's about next Sunday in Buffalo. Now, good God, what is that line going to be? Jeez. 18?
I was going to say 14 and a half.
It's going to be over 14, right?
Yeah, 14 and a half.
Does he have a good showing there? Does he look better then than he did now? That's going to be the question. We'll see. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Vandy, John Harris, Andre Ware with the call. Vic Fangio, did you hear what he said that Urban Meyer said to him after the Broncos beat the Jags?
What's that?
Glad you asked, John. This is what Urban Meyer at midfield after losing a game said to former Texans defensive coordinator, now Broncos head coach Vic Fangio.
I don't know Urban Meyer at all, really. I met him the other day, shook his hand before the game and after the game. And his comment to me was, every week it's like playing Alabama in the NFL. and that's it.
Well,
I mean, is that a little much?
I don't think so.
Every day is Alabama? Like, come on, Urban. Has anyone checked on him?
Yeah, well, that needs to happen all the time anyway, people checking on him. But I don't have a big problem with...
Every week is Alabama.
Yeah.
Old Urban. Making me look bad. Making himself look bad, honestly.
That as much as anything.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Let's get a head start on the betting lines. Michael Jenkins of the Daily Tip joins the show next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker. Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Dude, you gotta be kidding me.
What happened? What's the news?
According to the Cron, they're gonna shut the roof tonight at NRG.
Yeah.
What the hell are you guys doing? What in the hell are you guys doing? Like, I know there's a lot of stuff that can't be controlled. The roster and all that, that's a process. Shout out to the Texans for keeping the tailgating the best scene in the NFL. But with this weather, look how beautiful it is outside.
It's a high 82, man.
I just want to go hump a tree. Like, it's a beautiful day outside.
Where did that come from?
We're going to close the roof?
The roof is officially closed. Greg Rajan.
It's so nice outside, man.
Our friend Greg Rajan at Cron.com reports Texans-Panthers Thursday night football. The roof will be closed.
Why?
Would you care to know what the temperature is going to be like at 7 p.m.?
Go.
76 degrees.
Come on, man.
I ain't even bring my sweat rag.
Whose
man.
Idea was this?
Hold on, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Sweat rag?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Can't say I've ever had a sweat rag, but
76 degrees, light southeast winds at 7 miles an hour. Not a cloud in
Dude,
the sky.
What are we doing? Like, what do we want to be great? Like, what are we doing?
The only thing I can imagine, because the conditions are perfect. I mean, that's perfect football weather. 76, light southeast wind, not a cloud in the sky. And the sun is not going to really be a factor. It will early in the game, but not really. It gets darker not much after 7 o'clock these days. So the only thing I can imagine is they've decided they want to keep that noise that Texans fans are going to be making inside the stadium?
I can't really understand the line of thinking with that. That to me seems like a really dumb decision. Like, do they take a survey? Because they've been sending a lot of surveys.
Hey, what do you think about the organization? If you could change anything, what would you do?
Like, I don't want to speak for everybody. I won't use the word nobody. Who, if you're going to the game, 713-572-4610 to get in, tell me that you want the roof closed. On a beautiful day like this, tell me that you want the roof closed. 713-572-4610. Figgy, sweat rag.
What's a sweat rag? Yeah.
See, I don't know.
I mean, I know what it sounds like. It's gonna.
It's just a rag.
But you walk around.
Is it like a? Is it the same thing as a small towel?
So you walk around with a sweat rag?
I just keep it in my pocket because I sweat a lot.
I do too.
I'll be looking like T.D. Jakes. Is that? So I gotta keep a rag or something. So
is that like a toe knife from Always Sunny in Philadelphia? The Franklin keeps a toe knife.
I don't know. I've never seen that show, so I don't know. But yeah, it's just a rag.
What reference was that?
Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Great show.
Yeah, I don't.
He keeps a toe knife to pick at his toes.
I don't know, man.
So like during the game, you have this rag in your back pocket.
Yeah,
that is. I don't know.
Now I got like a bandana that I wear, and it just.
So you have a sweat rag.
Double duty.
Yeah.
So you're basically going to the YMCA.
Okay. If I were to tell you, Landry, draw up. The perfect football.
This is it.
Weather.
This is it. This is stupid.
76.
This
light
is just
wind,
flat out stupid.
Evening.
There's no other word. Like, I'm not going to be articulate. I'm not going to say I'd rather do it. Like, I know that we're the flagship and all that. This is stupid to have the roof closed today. That's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's really dumb. Really, really dumb. God, you know what'll put me in a better mood?
What's that?
Making some money.
All right.
You know who helps me make money?
Who's that?
Michael Jenkins, the co-host of The Daily Tip, presented by BetQL. Michael, how you doing, man? I'm in a bad mood because, for whatever reason, we get some nice weather here, and we decide that we're going to close the roof.
I just decided I'm going into the sweat rag business.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
get myself a side hustle to make some money.
The sweat rag.
It's the next mask.
Different logos on it.
Before you know it, it'll be the next mask. If we would have gotten the mask business like 2 years ago, we wouldn't even have to talk about making money with you.
I guess I'll come to Houston, bring my sweat rag, and wear a turtleneck if we're just going to go all in.
My sweat, my choice.
Michael, we were talking about the trap last week, and we had a lot of conversations about it. We saw that Saints line. We knew that there was COVID on the coaching staff and stuff, but we just thought, man, 3 points for the Saints against Carolina. This looks interesting, but could it be too good to be true? Spoiler alert, it was too good to be true, and now we're facing a Carolina team here that is coming off a dominant win over the Saints. What are you looking at this week in the NFL that maybe sticks out a little bit as far as where our eyes should be for the Sunday slate?
Well, I do say just for tonight, I love Carolina. I hate to say it, but
No, we do too. Trust me.
You ain't going to offend anybody in this room.
My survivor pool does too. My survivor pool does too.
Yeah, I think it could get really ugly, and God bless Davis Mills, but he's going up against a legitimate defense that is number one in the NFL, so I'm laying it with Carolina tonight. Another game I actually like in the NFL, and the NFL slate is tricky this week, is I like the Niners getting – or sorry, the Packers getting 3.5 out in San Francisco. And I think Aaron Rodgers is he drives me crazy sometimes when he criticizes the media, because he uses the media to get out his message, and then he has these sit-down interviews with Aaron Andrews or whoever he feels like can get out his message. And then after the game, he criticizes and says, well, I can't stand the media. I'm tired of the media. I'm like, you're using the media. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. So he drives me crazy in that way. But I will say this. A driven and angry and chip on his shoulder Aaron Rodgers is a hell of a player, and I know it was against the Lions last week, but I didn't like what I saw from the Niners in Philly. I think their offense is going to have a hard time getting going, and they're already starting to have injury problems. That 3.5 is really tempting to me, especially because Aaron Rodgers grew up in Cali, went to California, as we know, wanted to play for the Niners. Historically, he always performs well against them. I think that half point is crucial, so I really like the Packers this week.
All right, talking to Michael Jenkins here on Sports Radio 610, co-host of The Daily Tip. So I'm not really an instigator. I like to be like a peacemaker when I see people fighting, specifically coworkers. And
wait, what?
In these hallways right now, there's like Arkansas, Pig Suey with Clint Sterner, and then we have John Lopez right across from me who is an Aggie. And this game is a game that I've heard like, it's literally 50-50 with the opinions I've heard on where to go with this game. I think last I checked, A&M was favored by like 5, 5.5. Where are you thinking when it comes to this Arkansas versus Texas A&M game?
I think A&M wins, but I think it's going to be close. I think it's a field goal game. I'm taking the points in Arkansas. And Arkansas, I don't think, is an exceptional team, but I think they're better than we anticipated. And I'm not really sold on A&M's backup quarterback. What is his name? Calzada?
Calzada.
And so I know when he took over for Haynes King, who suffered that injury, that he's been okay, and he had that clutch play against Colorado, which was really the last time that A&M was challenged. But I think he's going to have some problems and could make a mistake or two. Again, I think the Aggies win this game, but it's a Jerry World. We know Jerry's a Razorback. So there's going to be plenty of Arkansas fans there. And this feels like, to me, like an SEC slogfest where it goes back and forth, back and forth. But there's not a lot of points. I think the under is probably the right play. And it feels like a field goal victory for A&M. But I'm grabbing the points and the Hogs.
Bless your heart. All right. Listen.
you're going to style point and win now? Is that what you're doing? He just said you're going to win. You're not going to take a style point? It's gotten to that point in college station, huh?
I'm just messing with him. Hey, another big name, big program game on the college slate since we're there. I'm real, real interested in the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I really like Wisconsin here. And Notre Dame has been pushed and pushed. And this is one of those lines, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, but when you see 6.5, which is where it's at right now, you think, oh, Notre Dame. You got to take Notre Dame in the points there. It screams Notre Dame. And when it screams one team, sometimes I think, what am I missing here?
Yeah.
And that's when I start looking at the other side. And I think Wisconsin can win this game by a touchdown. We know it's at Soldier Field. Eventually, I believe they're going to grind down Notre Dame, which hasn't been that impressive thus far. And I will also say, when you talk about public teams that are betting college football, Notre Dame is right up there. Texas gets a lot of bets. Alabama gets a lot of bets. Notre Dame gets a lot of bets. They're just publicly bet teams where there's always money coming in on these teams. So you have to be a little bit more wary of the lines than normal when it comes to particular programs. The Irish are one of those teams. I think Wisconsin is markedly better, and I think they cover.
There we go. Michael Jenkins of The Daily Tip here on Sports Radio 610. We always appreciate you. Normally we have you on Tuesday. We had a random phone call from a texting off the practice field, so we had to push you back to Thursday. But we always appreciate you, Michael, very much.
Always great talking to you guys. Have a great week.
All right, that's our guy right there, Michael Jenkins, Sports Radio 610. I didn't ask him about Texas because I don't want to jinx it.
Now you're into jinxing?
I don't want to jinx it. Yeah, I jinxed Texas when I talked about Arkansas. But that was actually Sark's fault for starting freaking Card and not putting Thompson in earlier. Dang it. Michael Jenkins, host of The Daily Tip. Search Daily Tip where you find podcasts. Do not search it on your normal computer. You might find yourself getting in trouble. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Scorpio, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I am going to my first ever NFL game tonight.
All right.
Tomorrow's my 51st birthday.
How about that?
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. But I woke up this morning, the sky was clear, it was chilled and everything. I'm like, man, football weather, man, this is it. This is the thing, man. And then I just turned on the radio, and the first thing I heard out of your mouth was that they were going to close the roof, call in and complain. So I'm calling and complaining. This is bullcrap.
I'm with you, man. This is what you're doing. And I think this is just kind of symbolic of a problem the Texans have. They're absolutely tone deaf. And to add salt to the wounds, a team in Dallas is doing something that the Texans refuse to do. It's all coming together right now. We'll lay it out for you. We'll also take a trip to Carolina next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's take a trip to Carolina. Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer joins the show right now. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. It is game day here on Sports Radio 610. We're going to get into the
team in Dallas, can't believe I'm even saying this, doing something that we've been calling for Cal to do for a long time. These similarities might make you throw up. But before we do that, trip to Carolina. J-Lo, you take it away here.
Yeah, Scott Fowler joins us. Scott, it's been a while, but something really piqued my interest on your column that was updated yesterday. The real story behind why Sam Darnold became the Panthers quarterback instead of one Deshaun Watson. And as I'm reading this, first of all, thank you for joining us. This seemed to have been a lot closer to something that could have happened than maybe anybody thinks, correct?
Well, maybe so, John, and it's good to hear your voice. You sound exactly the same. So whatever you're drinking here in Houston, good for you.
There we go.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, the Panthers, I don't think, ever got to the point of we'll give you X, Y, and Z for Deshaun Watson. But that was mainly because they were sort of the door was slammed shut on them. They wanted to get to that point, and they have an owner in David Tepper who was extremely bullish on Deshaun Watson. I can't really stress how bullish he was. And that wasn't fueling all of this. I mean, of course, everyone likes Deshaun Watson on the field. But prior to March and all the 22 civil lawsuits and all that, these guys, that was their number one priority.
That is crazy. As I understand it, you know, from what you were talking about, I mean, they were almost literally waiting by the phone to hear back from the Texans.
Very much so. Yes, they were. I mean, you know, Deshaun Watson, Southern roots, starred at Clemson. He even, you know, won some games at Bank of America Stadium in college, some big games, and just seemed to make all sorts of sense. I know a lot of teams would have said that back in January, but they had decided, John, that they were going to move on from Teddy Bridgewater one way or the other. And so Deshaun Watson, and though at that time, I mean, I don't know. I think it's conceivable, at least. They certainly would have considered trading Christian McCaffrey and other players or big-time draft picks for Deshaun. I don't know if it would have ever gotten that far. I don't know what their offer really was going to be. But I don't think they really ever had a chance, a real chance, to make one back at when they were super interested.
Talking to Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer here on Sports Radio 610 Game Day. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Nick Caserio was almost also a name that was linked to the Panthers early on. How legit was the interest in Nick Caserio?
I don't know. They interviewed an inordinate number of general managers here before settling on Scott Fitterer, who was largely unknown, but had done a lot of good work in Seattle as in kind of a number two role. But how far, I don't know how far any of that really got.
All right, let me ask you this, because clearly we know what happened with Deshaun Watson. We're talking with Scott Fowler from the Charlotte Observer here. We know what happened after all this interest. And just, you know, kind of just imagining what the reception might have been had he gone to Carolina. I'm guessing because of his history there and the love for him, Carolina might be one franchise that then and maybe even in the future, depending on what happens with Sam Darnold, they would be able to withstand the backlash. Or is that incorrect?
I don't know that they would have. It's a really interesting hypothetical, and I've thought about it too. Like, what if that trade did happen, let's say, you know, around Valentine's Day or something, and then Deshaun Watson is in Charlotte, and then all the, you know, everything blows up. I don't think he would be playing now for the Panthers either. I think that they would be handling the situation in largely the same way. You know, they have their own checkered history here in one of the worst NFL right. crimes ever committed, the Ray Carruth case. So that still looms large in this franchise's history, even though it was 20 years ago. But it's one of those things like, you know, what happened at Baylor or something that people just, they never get over. And so I think he wouldn't be playing here either. But would they have tried to survive it? Probably so, if they had just made a big trade. I mean, they would probably just be hoping that eventually the legal troubles were sorted out. But, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? Is that ever going to happen? I don't I really don't know.
Your guess is as good as
what's
ours.
Going on here, but
I think February, maybe February.
Yeah,
when that happens, but
which
who knows?
Year?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, who knows? It's tough times around here. Congrats on the 3-0, Scott. We congrats on covering a 3-0 team. We're very happy for you.
It's been
you guys
a long time in Charlotte. If that does happen,
it absolutely does.
There you go, Scott. We appreciate you, my friend.
All right, y'all have a good show.
Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer here on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. This was interesting. The Dallas Mavericks, they parted ways with Harlebas Vulgaris. Now, you'll ask, who is that guy? Long story short, he's basically a guy who Mark Cuban trusted to oversee all analytics. Now, there have been multiple reports. The Athletic put out a huge report about Vulgaris butting heads with star player Luka Doncic. That he put out a report about him just over having a power trip after power trip after power trip. His attempts at building a roster failing, and despite the fact that the owner trusted him so much and the players didn't, and the results really weren't they didn't validate all the trust that he had. He remained around, despite report after report. But now the news came down from Brad Townsend out there in Dallas that the Dallas Mavericks have parted ways with HV.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on this, because I have the exact same ones as you.
You can do this. This is allowed. You can have an owner who mistakenly brings in a guy that basically...
That he trusts too much.
That he trusts too much, number one. And cons his way into making you believe that he knows more than he does, that he's capable of doing more than he's actually qualified to do. You can fire that guy.
Yeah, you can fire him.
That's allowed.
You can.
And oh, by the way,
and when the results aren't what you'd hope they'd be, you can not just move the goalposts and say do something else. You can say peace.
Right. This is
that
the way
can happen.
Harlebas Vulgaris was the Dallas Mavericks, Jack Easterby.
We said it when the story came out.
In every
they
sense.
They said it in Dallas. They said this is just like Houston.
In every sense, he was the Mavericks' Jack Easterby. He sold a bill of goods that he couldn't really back up with qualifications. He meddled in everybody's business. Oh, by the way, after he got there, the general manager and the head coach were gone. He was Jack Easterby for the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban finally figured it out. There was a lot of backlash among fans, and he got fired. It is allowed. You can do that, is my point.
Yeah, I mean, you can.
You know?
But not everyone does.
Not everybody does.
And so we got Jack Easterby still lingering.
When I saw that story, I was like,
on there.
Wow. Good for Mark Cuban.
Good for Mark Cuban, because I've
He was bamboozled, but then he realized
and he's got an ego like crazy. If there's ever been anyone that's going to stick his chest out to spite his fans, it's Mark Cuban. But he actually listened to his fans. He listened to his organization. He realized that this guy's actual talents, there wasn't as much substance as it was, and there wasn't as much payoff, and the results did not deliver. So peace out.
Yeah.
Congrats. Must be nice. Congrats to the people down 45. For that, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you, taking you up to 2 o'clock. Clinton Show going to take over. Then they're going to pass it over to pregame for the Texans game. 713-572-4610. Jared, you are on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's up, guys? Man, I am actually going to the Texans game today.
Yes, sir.
We got gifted some sweet tickets, so
yes, sir.
That's definitely a win right there. But I'm going to have to come see you guys in the yellow lot for a little while before we go in. But as far as keeping the roof closed, man, it's 75 degrees. And I'm a born and raised Houstonian, 35 years. So keeping the roof closed, it's like having a Ford convertible and you ride around with the top up. Man, this weather is beautiful. Open that stadium up. Let some sun in, man.
What you got a
drop top stadium for? You're not going to use it.
That's what I'm saying.
That makes zero sense. And then just to go back to the sweat rag thing, it's bigger than like a bath towel, but it's smaller than the towel that you hang by the sink to dry your hands off.
Is it like a barbecue towel that I put over my shoulder when I'm smoking some brisket?
Kind of like that, but it may be a little bit smaller because those towels get kind of big. Because I'm a barbecue man myself. I like to smoke me some pork butts. I'm not up to the brisket yet, but I like to smoke me some pork butts and do some ribs. But yeah, guys, man, I'm going and... Like I said, I'm going to head out to the yellow eye before you head in, and maybe we can have a beer or something, man.
Get at me. Can't drink beer anymore on the stomach.
Here's the other thing,
tequila.
Though, with the roof being closed.
Tequila.
When they started this, they said they had the 50-80 rule. In other words, if the temperature is below 50 or above 80, they would close the roof.
This is goofy.
Well, it's 76 at kickoff and dropping. I mean, dude, it's liable to be like 65 degrees.
I mean, like
in the second half.
Here's the thing, John. And this is for all the people out there that listen, because I know the organization listens. I care about you. Okay? There's a lot of stuff that I cannot control. There's a lot of stuff that you cannot control. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Correct.
It might not be your decision who the players are, etc. You do a great job handling the tailgating. You do a great job handling the stuff inside the stadium. The food has improved. It's very clean. There's a lot of room to move around. When you're this bad of a team, you can't screw up simple stuff like leaving the roof closed instead of opening it.
Let's keep this in mind, to be fair.
Oh, God.
No. Gary Kubiak, very well liked in the city, obviously, and still is, just liked the conditions with a closed roof because of his offense, and just that's when this all started. So it could be that. Could be, hey, they went to Tim Kelly and David Culley, and they said, no. But the noise factor with an expected smaller crowd might be at play as well. There could be just 55,000 people in there tonight. And so they might want every advantage. It might be for competitive reasons. Okay,
I don't know.
I'm just trying to be fair.
Yeah, but this goes back to the overthinking, like when you're the numbers on the rosters going back to Easterby and all this. Like that's just overthinking it.
I don't disagree with you.
Just play ball. Let your fans enjoy the atmosphere, because very few people expect a dub. We'll make our predictions very shortly. Just get it right. 713-572-4610. Love you guys. I'm here for you. Yeah. Damn. Drew, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, it's your boy Drew in Temple again. I got to dress this whole sweat towel.
Okay.
Man, I was born and raised out in this giant city called Chew, Texas. It happens to be the hometown of Lincoln Riley, by the way.
Okay. All right. I won't hold that against you.
I'm a UT fan, so I don't hold it against him. Hey, we're on the same page. But here's the thing. I moved out to Dallas-Fort Worth when I was 11. I didn't know what the hell a sweat towel was. I moved out there. And that ain't nothing.
Man, he's making up.
I'm sorry about that, Drew.
So he knows what a sweat towel is, what
he said. He said he didn't know anything about a sweat towel until he got up in Dallas.
All right. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. Here goes nothing. We'll make our predictions. Deshaun Watson not playing, obviously. Davis Mills going to make a start as a rookie on a Thursday for the first time since Deshaun Watson did that. Let's hear what Seth was like last time this happened. Seth Payne, little uneasy when it came to his thoughts when Deshaun was making his first start. This was Seth back in the day.
F my temper. I don't care anymore. All right? I don't give a damn. I'm on 2.5 hours of sleep. Go screw yourself, buddy. All right? Yeah, look, I'm sitting there telling you for 5 minutes about my complex feelings about this, that I'm not all in on it, and you're going to sit there and try and accuse me of, like, being a homer or something because I didn't talk about the exact transaction. Go screw your little self. All right? You can go do that right now. It's not going to be that kind of day. You want me to give you every bullet point about everything involving this damn transaction and this draft pick? Every single segment? Man, I'm not in the mood for this today. I am not in the mood for this.
All right, that was last time. Let's feel like a little more laid back today. The tail of the tape between Watson and Mills, who's making his first start. 11-38 college starts. Watson started 38 games. Mills started 11. I think you have a better offensive staff for Davis Mills. I think this offensive staff, I know it's early, I think they're better than King Bill, the football idiot, calling the plays. Mills obviously has the worst supporting cast. Deshaun had DeAndre Hopkins going out there with him. So that goes without saying. The point spread, Bengals were favored by 5. Carolina is now favored by 9.5. And Deshaun Watson finished 15 of 24, 125 yards, 67 yards rushing and a touchdown. That's where we're at.
Huge effort by him, but keep in mind, still passing the ball, not exactly slinging it all over the yard. And that's why We always obviously hope that we're wrong on this, but I think this can get away from the Texans early, and I think it can stay away from the Texans. I'm going to say Carolina wins this game. I think they get to the 30s. I'm going to say 31-16.
Okay. Texans are 2-0 against the spread. You know that, right?
I know that, and that's your strategy that has been working. I don't think it's going to work tonight.
I'm going to say 34-17. 34-17 Carolina.
Yeah.
Give me the Carolina Panthers. I just think this is rookie quarterbacks are going to struggle no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina's done a lot of research on Davis Mills. Carolina's a very good defense. No Justin Reed. He's been your best player on defense. If John McClain is correct, you're going to have Christian McCaffrey. DJ Moore, I think, is underrated. Terrace Mitchell from LSU. Look out for him to have his first big game. I just think that they have the superior talent. So mm-hmm. we will see what happens. We'll try to get inside of that gray area, and we will go to that roof-covered stadium tonight. We'll
gotta
be
keep
out
that noise in.
We'll be out at the Yellow Lot starting in 2 hours at Landry Locker, at the Figgy Fig, at Lopez on Sports if you want to get down on that. Just remember, we're in this together. It's where we're at. It's the card we've been dealt. Hopefully Caserio gets it going sooner rather than later. Hell, hopefully Davis Mills throws for 8 touchdown passes, and we're talking about the second coming tomorrow. Thanks to John McClain. Thanks to Michael Jenkins. Thanks to Mr. Fowler from the Charlotte Observer for joining us. We will talk to you manana. It's going to be a football Friday at 10 a.m. It's also going to be somewhat of a reaction Monday. A little bit of a mix for you tomorrow. Cannot wait for that. My gosh. Got that football feeling, John. Got that football feeling. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. We'll talk to you manana, but in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are next. Right out my life and blow
my heart away. And I Figgy, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.